Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and My Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Now, I'm not sure where Nicole is tonight, so I'll just introduce her, but I'm hoping she'll be on soon because Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, an artist, and a lesbian. Not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, and Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, I hope Nicole's okay. I'm sure she's fine. Maybe she just took a nap and fell asleep and didn't wake up. I don't know, but I'm hoping she'll join us shortly. We do have a lot of listeners already. I think Karen wants to talk, so that would be great because I didn't screen anyone yet. So let me go over to Karen in New York. Hi, you're live and on the air.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad you saved the day. When Nicole's not here, I'm always glad to have us.
I know.
Like a familiar face or something, you know? So how are you? How's everything going?
Oh, well, my mom had COVID. She just finished her 10th day, so she's good, thankfully. But,
well, can I tell you, what, since the radio show, what have we been saying every week? That COVID's here and that people that never caught it are catching it?
Yeah.
You know,
well, my brother went away. And, you know, my brother and I, really the only two people she's around, and my brother and I, and he went away. So, you know, but he didn't give it to her. He's a funny one.
But your mom basically stays home, correct?
Yes. Yes, she's not mobile. We were at the doctor's the week before, so, but my brother was away, so he did go to Miami.
Well, he's funny because I told you, I think I had mentioned on the show that I got asked to do a reality show in Miami a few weeks back, and I said, no way in hell am I going on a plane during spring break in the COVID capital of the world, you know?
Yeah,
and
no.
That was it for me. I was like, that ain't happening. And meanwhile, I'd have to quarantine in Florida in a hotel room by myself for 4 days, okay?
Yeah.
And then 5 days coming back, I'm like, this ain't happening. But, you know, it's funny, there was a little cartoon in the newspaper today, you know, saying, is this variant from China? And they said, no, it's local. And it had, like, Miami spring break, you know, So is your mom, she went through the 10 days, she didn't have anything major, she's okay?
She's okay, thankfully. You know, she just got, like, the bronchitis side effect, and that was all she had. And they gave her the steroid right away. We caught it really early.
Good.
And luckily, you know, as soon as she took the medicine, she started feeling better. So that was it. They just, you know, I cleaned the house. I did the sheets. I Lysoled everything down, got her food to eat. But she was pretty good, I have to say. This was best case scenario for her.
And did you, like, make sure you practice all protocols to keep yourself safe as well?
I did. I had the vaccine, and I got tested 3 times. So I didn't want my no one knows with the vaccine if I'm a carrier. So once, you know, we realized
we're all still practicing the same protocols. I know I got my second vaccine last week. Man, I'm just warning some people, if you happen to be that less than a half a percent of 1% that gets vertigo, I am warning you, you will be scared out of your mind. Okay, thank God. Thursday night, I had the whole night I kept hearing a voice saying, Cindy, you have vertigo. Cindy, you have vertigo. You have vertigo. And I woke up saying, why the hell am I saying I have vertigo? Okay, like, and then I went to get up. It hit me. I would have thought I had a stroke had I not been warned it was vertigo. It was the most frightening, scary thing I've ever experienced in my life. During the day, I was fine. For 4 nights when I went to sleep, I felt like I was drunk. The room was spinning. And anytime I got up, the worst vertigo. All day long, fine, you know, but it was so scary. So since it's such a rare side effect, I'm just mentioning to people, you have vertigo, it's going to be scary. It will pass, you know, but thank God you'd be vaccinated, and with your mom, it looks like she's going to be fine. But it was a scare, right? You got scared. Did you get terrified?
Yeah, I'm terrified because all year we've been trying to be so careful with her. We do it because she is so sick, just in general, not like she is so high risk. We're just like, this would knock her out. We didn't so glad that she had a very mild case.
Wow.
And then,
wow.
But I did.
Well, thank God she wasn't the first round. Remember, all they kept saying last year is you don't want to be the first round to catch this. They knew what to give her, that she could get better. But let's just reinforce again on the show that it's not over. You know, some people won't get it till they get it, that this is a real thing. And, you know, just be careful. Your dad helped make sure that she was okay too, and your brother. Believe me, they probably caught the biggest clump of, you know, COVID from her. And remember, it's the people that are basically staying home that are getting sick, because we've probably been getting exposed all along. Maybe we bring a little bit and it doesn't make us sick, but it makes the other people sick. So it's a scary thing. She does look like, you know, I don't see like she's going to have the long haul things from it, and, you know, which is great, you know. So are you getting any rest now? Because I'm a little concerned. Your cards are showing fatigue. Are you feeling tired from all this?
Well, I was, and I've been off all week, and I've just been sleeping and resting, and I really have been just trying to, like, just relax a lot this week. As the worst is over, I felt like the stress now is gone, because she made it past the 10 days, and I feel better. My only concern, why I wanted to talk to you too yesterday, was Michael with college. He is where I'm a little concerned about now, because it's getting to the wire of where he wants to go and making a decision, and he doesn't have a focus.
Okay.
And I don't know what he's going to get into college.
Does he apply to certain schools already? Has he made his application?
He has. He's applied, and we're waiting for one more, I think, before he makes the decision.
Okay.
Where
is he thinking he might want to go? Does he have any idea at all?
There's one school in, like, Albany, I think he's waiting for, and if he gets into Albany, I think he would go. Otherwise, I think he would stay home and go to school local.
Okay. You know, it's funny because everybody applies to 8,000 schools now, so everybody's on a wait list. You know, like, there should probably be a limit how many colleges can apply. You can't apply to 50, because then you hold up 50 spots for people, for God's sake.
Right.
But he doesn't know what he wants to major in yet?
No, he has a couple of ideas.
Okay. You know, he's got the wheel of fortune spinning, this kid. I wouldn't worry about too much about him. I would trust that God's going to place him with the best place for him. You know, does he want to go to, like, Queens College or anything?
Yeah, I mean, worst case, he would go local. And he did say he has he is interested in, like, EMT fire. So I wouldn't mind that if he stayed home and got into, you know, a local school and did that. You know, he tests well, but his grade point average wasn't great, and he applied, you know, on the, you know, the last minute, and not late, but, you know, at the end. And I just would like, you know, everybody else knows what they're doing, and he's just still like, oh, I don't know.
Well, that's okay, because 80% of people, what they study in college, they never do. So those people that think they know what they want to do, maybe it's better he doesn't know. So he takes his liberal arts a little bit for 2 years and figures it out. It does look more like it's kind of slanting or pointing to he's probably going to stay home maybe the first 2 years, and from there figure it out. So I wouldn't worry about him too much, though, because he looks like he's going to be very successful in his life. You know, does he want to be a firefighter or anything like that?
Well, he's not sure, so I told him, you know, he can go, and we have some friends. You could at least spend some time and do, like, an overnight or do a buddy day. You know, make sure, see if you like to.
Yeah, that's
he knows
good.
He needs school. That I could tell you that. He's been working.
He hates school, you said?
No, he likes school. He knows he needs to go to school. He's been doing some work, some side jobs with the neighbor. He's a plumber. And it's hard work, and I keep telling him, this is why you go to school, because this is a hard work job.
You know, it does. It looks like, you know, he's going to probably, he's gotten into local schools now already. Has he gotten those responses yet?
Yeah, he's gotten into local
schools. So he knows. Albany, is he want to get the State University of Albany? Is that where he wants to go?
Right, to SUNY, yeah.
That's a little hard to get into. It's not an easy school. You know, a lot of competition. He may get wait listed. Would he just wait and see what happens with that, if that happens?
Yeah, that's my problem. I hate waiting.
I know, because he might get the wait list, okay?
Okay.
You know, if he's patient, you know, again, people apply to every school. That's for some people their last choice, okay? And
right.
They want to see if they get in other places. But, you know, trust that your dad and your brother want to make sure he goes to the school where he'll be happiest. And
right.
There's nothing bad in his cards. He's a really successful future. That's the bottom line here. And,
okay.
You know, within 2 years, he's really going to know what he wants to do. So,
and I think he would stay home for 2 years. I think that would make him happy.
No, because I don't think he's rushing to get away from you. You know, like...
No, it's me.
You're
I
a good mother.
To, like,
and in some ways, your dad
yeah.
your dad is very old-fashioned. He doesn't want him away for 2 years.
No,
like,
I know.
Your dad kind of wants him here. So,
I know. So
we'll, you know, kind of, you know, let that be and see what happens. But, you know, he's a good kid. I'm not one bit worried about him. And, you know, I'm so glad that your mom is okay. That seems to be, like, the biggest thing of all that
yeah.
Your dad was a little bit more concerned with. But, you know, call in and let us know if he gets into Albany. It looks more wait list, if anything.
Okay.
You know, it's a pretty competitive school to get into.
Right.
And like you said, his grades aren't as great as they should be, but his test scores are. You know, it can be tricky with state schools, you know, a little hard.
All right, I feel
tricky.
Better. If he stays home, then I won't be so, you know, I'll feel better if he does then.
I know your dad wants him to stay home. So if your dad wants him to stay home, I'm feeling like he's going to stay home. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
no, for sure.
You know, sometimes it's better when they get a little bit older, 20 years old. You get them past all the drinking things and all those phases, and they just kind of get more serious. I think your son's pretty serious-minded anyway in many ways, but dad just seems to think home is better. So.
Yeah, okay. I could see it. His girlfriend's staying home, too, so I didn't think he was... I know he's not
rushing
to get away.
Yeah, why would he
want
to go away from her? Your father just said if he does get in Albany, he might not love it because he's going to miss his girlfriend a lot, you know?
I know.
You know, if you don't have a girlfriend or something, it's fun to go away, but if you have a girlfriend here, I don't know how... And is she going to stay around here? Is that her plan?
Yeah, she has a good scholarship to a couple of schools in the city, so she's staying here.
Okay. So let's just, it looks to me like, let's put it in the hands of your father because, you know, he's got this all planned out, so.
Then I feel better because as long as I know that, then I feel better whichever way.
Yeah, I know. Your dad's like, don't worry, I got this covered. It's good. You saw how we took care of your mom. Trust that we're doing our work up here, you know, that we're busy and we're doing what we have to be doing. So, you know, I'm glad you called in and, you know, thanks for sharing your story with you. I'm going to try to get a few calls. I still don't know where that Nicole is. If you have a minute, can you text her and see what's going on with her? Because I don't have time to text her. You know, I always get a little worried when she doesn't. But I'm hoping she just fell asleep or something, you know.
Okay.
One of those
thanks
things.
So much. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye. Okay, so I'm going to go to the 347, last four digits, 8816. You're going to be live and on the air. Oh, and here I think Nicole has just shown up. Okay, good. Hi, you're live and on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Cindy, and who's this?
Jennifer.
Hi, okay, Jennifer, you're calling from New York. What's on your mind?
I'm concerned about my 14-year-old daughter. It's her first year of high school, but she's not doing so well in her grades. She blames it because it's remote. I mean, it's half remote and half in person, but I'm just concerned, like, is she ever going to, like, pay attention to her schoolwork eventually? Because she's not doing well at all this year, and I'm just concerned, like, is she going to keep doing that the rest of her high school years?
Okay, now, or is the whole school remote? All the time? She doesn't go in at all?
No, she's hybrid, half remote and half in-person. But she just doesn't like doing assignments, and she lies about doing it, and she never really does it. And like, she's giving us a hard time, basically.
Okay, and are you a person that did well in school?
Myself? Yeah, I did well.
Yeah, so it's always a little disturbing to parents that have done well in school that their kids don't want to do their schoolwork. I would tell you 14-year-olds know everything in America. You might want to have her write a contract with you that's saying she doesn't want to do her schoolwork, although you have been very upset by it, because I don't want her later on turning around and saying that you didn't make her do her work, okay? Because later on, they turn around and blame their parents. So, you're going to have to maybe hit her in the pocketbook with this. Like, you know, she doesn't do her schoolwork. She doesn't get something. She doesn't get her phone. She doesn't do something. Because, you know, there's consequences as behaviors. The problem is if she starts falling behind, it's going to be hard to catch up, you know. And I don't know
what
happens
going
in America.
On,
that,
actually.
And then
that's
they can't
been
catch
going
up.
On.
And,
yeah. Right.
And she's fallen behind.
Overwhelming, and that's why she doesn't even want to complete it, because it's just too much work in the end.
Right,
so.
Because she's fallen too far behind. And, you know, she might end up having to go to summer school. Does she realize that she's going to have to do summer school?
That's what we've been telling her. Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe she needs to
Do you see her,
I see that you,
like, turning around eventually?
Well,
like,
it looks like you're going to have to be a kind of tougher love with her. And I don't know what's happened in America. I'm hearing a lot of my clients with the same song and dance. I don't know why kids don't think they have to do their schoolwork. You know, like, what is it? Did you ever think you didn't have to do your schoolwork? It wouldn't even occur to me to not have done my schoolwork. And,
right.
You know, later on, she may turn around and do, you know, not do well now, and then when she's older, want to go back to college and do better when she's older. But you shouldn't have to go back to college at 30 because you finally decide you don't, you know, it's time. She seems very depressed. There's a lot of depression showing in her cards. Have you addressed the depression at all?
She doesn't want to. She doesn't say it because she doesn't talk about it.
Right, but there's definitely depression in here. And, you know, she's a smart girl. There's nothing to do with her intelligence. This is an intelligent girl here. And, you know, have you talked to her teachers at all about the situation?
Yeah, it's basically that she doesn't do her work. And then it's all at the end when the quarter's over, and then she can't even catch up. Like, they'll tell... The teacher tells us, like, all these assignments that she has to do, but then it's just too much, and then she just doesn't do them all.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
throughout the quarter,
it's not easy when you go through this with kids. Mm-hmm. They make up their mind. They don't want to do their schoolwork, but it's like kind of, you know, tell her, take what you want, but pay for it. You don't want to do your schoolwork. You're going to pay for it later on. By not being able to, you know, get a decent job, by, you know, all of these things. It's, you know, there are consequences of this. And not doing your work, as you keep, you know, leaving it, it becomes harder. But, you know, it's really frustrating because you can't make them do what they don't want to do in America. I don't know what it is, but I'm hearing this so much from my clients. And part of it, yeah, is the Zoom classes and stuff could be hard. But it looks to me like even if it weren't Zoom, she might not be doing her work. Somehow she's gotten in her head that she doesn't have to do her schoolwork. And, you know, you might want to undo that. Have you thought about taking her to therapy? Because it looks to me like she may need some therapy here to talk about why she doesn't want to do her work. You know, don't ignore this because it's only going to get worse if, you know, the longer she falls behind. And, mm-hmm. You know, you're not alone in this. A lot of parents go through this. It's really frustrating. It's frustrating to watch a smart child not do her work. And, you know, it seems like this year has been hard for her. Is she not seeing any of her friends during COVID and everything? Is she locked? Is she isolated?
Well, she started high school, so it's not her old friends. You know what I mean? Like, she would have to meet. I mean, I guess she's meeting people, but it's not the same because she's not there every day.
Right. So there's a little bit of frustration from Corona and the whole bit here. The problem is that once they stop doing their work, you know, and it, you know, it doesn't mean she won't later on decide she wants to, you know, learn when she's older, but, you know, it's kind of, you know, life is 90% maintenance and doing what we don't want to do. Somehow it's instilling in her that she has to do her work. I mean, do you punish her when she doesn't do it? Like take away her phone?
Oh, yeah. We take away her phone. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, how does that affect her? Does it just make her, you know, you don't want to have to be babysitting with her, but can you sit and make sure she's doing her homework? At least sit there with her?
No, that's what I'm going to have to do. I have to probably check every assignment.
Check every assignment.
Sure
I know you don't want to be,
yeah.
I know you don't, you want to do this like you want a hole in the head. And first of all, you're a working
just,
mother too, correct?
Yeah.
You're working?
Yeah. It's just that
I mean, like, you
got
to
like
take care
old,
of your house and your, and everything else and now watch your homework.
Right. I have an older son, and when he went to high school, I didn't check anything, and he cared about his grades, and it was just like a piece of cake. So now with
yep.
her, I'm like surprised that she's like this. I don't know.
I know. Well, you
but
know
I blame
what it
on
is.
Corona, too, because it's just like it changed their minds a little bit. Like they don't
oh,
want to
yeah.
do nothing.
Oh, yeah. They have Corona blues. They have depression. There's a lot of that going on there. But, you know, part of it is there's something in America where people don't, the kids don't think they have to do their schoolwork. It's a problem. It's an astronomical. I mean, I don't think any other generation thought they couldn't do their schoolwork. First of all, my thoughts, they would have killed us. You know, you got to do your schoolwork. You know, and, you know, she may need some tutors, which are expensive, you know, that cost a fortune, but do they supply
mm-hmm.
it? You know, does she have any teachers?
I already have her in a math, I have her for math tutoring, but I just can't afford every subject.
Of course you can't. Of course you can't.
So I chose math.
No, that's good. It looks like. You know, sitting there, you know, make sure she doesn't leave her, the desk or whatever for 2 hours, and you have to be checking up on her as you're making dinner. Go in, see
mm-hmm.
the assignment, check it off. She may not like it. She may rebel, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's like you're the mom. You know, be a little firmer. I know my daughter always says, Mom, you should have punished me more. I wasn't good at punishing. Sometimes you need to learn how to do that. And
but
when
do you see her changing
school,
and later in her
yeah, you know, it might
years.
Be later, but when she's 25, do you know what I mean? Like realizing that she wants to go back to school at that point. So you don't want that to happen to her. She's a smart girl, by the way. But once they get
no,
turned
I
off
mean,
to school.
I mean in high school now, like do you see her
yeah, well,
doing
well,
her work
it
more?
It seems like if you can
this,
get her now to watch over her, you know, watch over her, you know, and get her back on target. Because the longer she falls behind, she looks like she may have to go to summer school, and that may wake her up that she doesn't want to go to summer school all the time.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
so you know, tell her take what you want, but pay for it. You don't do your schoolwork now. You don't have a summer. You have to go to summer school. Like there's consequences.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing that really worked with my daughter is telling her, take what you want, but pay for it. Like, you know, ultimately, you know, you have your college degree, don't you? You've been to college, haven't you?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
You yes. have your college degree. You have your education. I mean, she's going to have to do it. And, you know, she fell a little bit behind, so it's going to be hard. But maybe she'll have to pass in summer school and, you know, now you know what in September that you're going to have to make sure you're watching her with her schoolwork nonstop.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
a lot
mm-hmm.
on you. It's a lot on you, okay? I'm not envying you. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a parent of teenagers anymore again. It was like it killed me to go through those years. But it does look like you're going to have to, you know, really get on her, sit with her, and get her to do her work. And no ifs, ands, or buts. You got to tell her, do you think I want to go to work every day? Do you think I want to do the laundry and cook and clean? Like, life is doing a lot of stuff we don't want to do. It's the way it is.
Right,
like,
right,
you can't
right.
get them this attitude that they don't have to do anything they don't want to do. Like, that is not life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even
right.
realistic to have them think that's life, you know? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, of course, school's a little bit antiquated now. And I think they're going to have to find better ways and different things because they are turning off a lot of kids to learning. That's the sad part about it. They don't want to learn. But, you know, agree with her. Some of the stuff, I don't know why you have to learn this, but you have to. You know what I mean? Just, but be tougher with her because it looks like if you're tougher, some things will turn around. I would start asking her spirit guides to start helping and, mm-hmm. you know, tweaking her brain a little bit and making her realize, you know, that this isn't going to work if she doesn't do her work. And she just doesn't seem to think she has to do her work, which is a little scary, isn't it, that she thinks she doesn't have to do her work?
Right, right, yes.
You know, and once they get in this habit, they just don't do it anymore. You know, and I have way too many clients with this same problem right now. And the only thing I could tell you is be firm with her, strong with her. Don't buy her stuff. You know, we're not under obligation to buy them anything but thrift store clothes. They don't do their work. They don't earn their money. You know, they don't get stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's just the way it is. Would your parents have tolerated you not doing your schoolwork?
No, no, of course not.
Mm-hmm. But you wanted to do your schoolwork, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't have to be told to do it. I just did it.
Mm-hmm. Right, you just did it. Well, call in again and let us know what happens. I would say this isn't going to go away by itself, though. If you're waiting for a miracle and her to wake up by herself on this one, you know,
right.
I think you're going to be, like, sadly mistaken on that. So, you know, start taking it seriously that she's not doing her work and, you know, punishing her on it. And does she not get to see any friends lately or anything? Because, you know, that could be a problem. Is she sad? She doesn't have friends. Is, you know, what's going on? Reward her when she does her work. Like, you know,
right,
tell
right.
her she finished.
Mm-hmm.
They give a lot of work in school. She has a lot of work to do. You see, there's a lot of work to do. It looks like
no. I know. Right. It's tons. I know. So
she's overwhelmed.
Crazy.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Now,
mm-hmm.
is she in Regents classes or is that what she's in?
Yeah, regular classes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, sometimes maybe she has to go out of Regents classes because they may be a little easier. Like if she's not, you want her to, you don't want to have to do that, but if she's not going to do her work, you got to figure out some solution here, you know, that's doable, that's a compromise between the things. Because it does look like it's going to get worse before it gets better if you're not pretty firm on this. So,
okay.
I know, it's annoying. It's annoying. Like, you're doing your work, you're doing everything. You don't want to be a policewoman on this. It's really, I would tell you, don't scream, don't yell, do righteous anger. I love you, but you're not doing your schoolwork, so here's the consequences, A, B, C, D. Don't start screaming or yelling, because, you know, after a while, then you have to, like, more try to preserve the relationship with your daughter than anything. So if you start screaming and yelling, she's going to turn off to you, too. So it's such a fine line. Just stick with the facts, you know, that you have to do your schoolwork and don't scream, don't yell.
Mm-hmm.
And see what happens. Call in again and let us know. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, Nicole, did you do your schoolwork when you were in high school?
Yes, I did.
Me too. Nobody had to tell me to do my schoolwork.
Truth be told, I got very, very bored in school. I was bored. I don't know. Like I like learning, and you know, I retain a lot of information. But high school was tough. You know, I got very, very bored. They wanted to put me in honors classes, and I said hell no because I didn't want to have to do the work. You know, so I stayed in Regents classes. You know, because why am I going to go into honors where I have to try? You know, I mean, you know, I did. That's exactly what it's terrible. I know, but that's what it is. I think our class had, you know, I think a class of about 211 kids. And without trying and putting forth effort, I think I graduated at like 45 in my class. Like,
wow.
You know, like my top 10 literally had all averages. Like I went to a high school that had like a lot of smart kids. You know, like, I think that I graduated not trying, and I think I was, like, maybe 45 or 48 or whatever, but I was 50 or under. And, yeah, it was one of those things where, like, you know, I still had a 90 average, you know, and I was that high up in the class, but I, you know, why am I going to take a lower grade and have to try, or potentially lower grade and have to try when I was doing just fine not trying?
Right,
but
it's really been hard on parents with the Zoom and the kids not doing their schoolwork. Like, my clients are going nuts over this situation. You know, it's like, it's a lot for people.
It's hard for adults right now to do their jobs from home. You know, when you're home, and this is one thing that I'm definitely learning now that I have to work out of my house. You know, I remember when I had to go into the office, I was always looking forward to those days where if I had something going on, I could say, hey, listen, guys, I'm going to work from home today, you know. And it was always when I was distracted and when I had other things happening where I didn't want to use my time to take the day, but where, you know, I was available for most of the day, but I could still do other things. Now that I'm home 24/7, like, I can't let those other things interfere with my work. You know, so like I do, I find myself working longer days, but I'm also working longer days because I'm doing 6 loads of laundry, you know, while I'm simultaneously working, you know.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, you know, like I'm taking some time and I'm cleaning the bathroom, you know, and I'm maintaining the house. Every time I get up, I find something else to do in the house. So,
you're here looking at it all day, you know what I mean?
Exactly. But sometimes you just have to go, no. I'm not here to do that now. That's got to wait. I have to do my work. So it is difficult when you're home as much as we've all have been. But I think that overall parents, you know, I mean, of the adults themselves or whatever, but I think especially for parents, you know, they need to really, really structure their kids' days, you know, as if they are in school. Don't give them a choice. This is not a free-for-all. Don't give your kids a damn choice. It's school time. Get up and get to the kitchen table, okay? This is not, hey, let's do your work at your leisure from your room. This is get up and get to the table. Oh, you have a Zoom class? Okay, good. Keep your door open. I want to see you on class, and I want to see the notes afterwards. You know, like, parents have got to, just like a teacher would have to be, parents are the teachers now. They have to be on top of it. You know, they have to go out there, and they have to say, hey, listen, this is not a democracy. You know, this is a dictatorship, and it's my way because this is your education.
Right, exactly. And just, you know, it's hard. It's really been hard. And, you know, but, right. And so, you know, I just hope she'll call in again and let us know how she's doing. So now we have, and okay, by the way, Nicole, where were you? Were you sleeping? Were you napping? Why were you?
No, I wish I was napping. I only got 2 hours of sleep last night. I wish I was napping. No, I was cooking, and I got on the phone with my mother while I was cooking, and I had my earbuds in, and I didn't hear the alert because now my phone is not in my hands. My phone is across the room because I've got wireless earbuds. So I was cooking and everything else, and all of a sudden I look up and I went, oh, fuck, it's 7:15, I'm like, I gotta go, and I hung up the phone with my mother, and I ran inside, and my dashboard was already up because I had that up at 5:30. So I could be ready.
Well, see, that's what happens. I find if I put the dashboard up too early, then I'm late. You know what I mean?
The dashboard was already up. I saw you on the host line, so I just called it to the regular line, activated my mic, and I queued up 2 people for you.
Oh, that was great. Well, we do have Pat. Now, Pat's been through a lot. You want to summarize Pat a little bit?
Okay, Well, actually, you know, Pat, you know, only has a brief question today because now Pat, you know, as you know, she's been having the job situation that's now ended. And, you know, basically right now what her concern is, she wants to know if you see her moving at all because, you know, the holidays are coming up and, you know, it's a little lonely and she does have a brother in New Jersey and she's kind of getting the feeling that they want her, you know, to join them out there, but she's not really too sure. So let's pull some cards and see what could be on the horizon for Pat. Hello, Pat, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? How are you, Nicole?
Hi. Now, moving depends upon where you're getting a job, okay? Like, where are you looking for your jobs?
No, well, it would be in Brooklyn, New York area. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's lonely because I live by myself. And if I move to Jersey, you know, you got to drive no matter where you go. It's totally different than living in Brooklyn. And
right,
I have my brother there, my sister-in-law there. But as you know, they're both not in good health. And I don't want to be a maid or a housekeeper or a nurse the way I've been for so many years for so many people. So the apartment is okay where I am. I'm able to afford it, and I'm getting by with my work situation. So I'm just trying to see,
because I don't see a move anytime soon, and I do see a job coming. I don't think you'll be happy in New Jersey, is what your mom's saying. You probably will not be happy in New Jersey. You know, you've been in Brooklyn a long time. Now, with Easter, you know, your mom is wondering, you know, why you don't want to go for Easter, because it looks like they would want you there. Are you nervous with COVID and everything?
No, I wasn't invited there, and I'm due for my second shot on Saturday. So it really isn't feasible to go because I'm afraid of getting a reaction. I'd rather be here, to be honest with you, at Easter.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in general, you know, day to day, it's kind of lonely when I get home from work and I'm here.
Well, that's why part of it is getting a new job, meeting some new people, and getting a whole new life at this point. Nothing looks bad in your car. It's just a lot of change, okay?
Good
there
changes.
Does look like a lot of change, but not bad changes. The job situation looks like it's, you know, you'll find something within the next few months, if not sooner. So keep looking. You know, and some of the loneliness looks like it will pass too, because, you know, you'll be meeting some new people, and, you know, the world is going to open up a little bit. It's been a hard year in general. You know, if you're only, you're only a little lonely. I'm surprised you're not a lot lonely here with what's going on. But it looks like good changes here. Nothing's bad in your cards.
Well, I have
good
friends. Yeah, go ahead.
Have you been seeing any of your friends at all? Or talking with them at least?
Just over the phone. Everybody, you know, maybe now in the future that we could get a little bit together. But, you know, it's like phone conversations. It would be nice if I had at least a companion, a male companion. You know, a guy called me up once in a while or something. I don't know if I'm looking to marriage again, but.
Right. Well, it looks like you could. There's a relationship, you know, that will be coming your way, too. So nothing looks bad in your cards, just a lot of change. And you don't particularly like change.
No, because I'm an old soul, right?
Right. You know, oh, very old soul. Very old soul. Absolutely. And, you know, you like things the way they were, but things weren't so great the way they were. So it's time for change, don't you think?
Yeah, well, with work, I definitely have to change. So that's like a given, the way that's going. And, you know, I'm just hope and pray that, you know, I do. I was thinking of this today. I said maybe there will be a silver lining in the long run, you know, leaving
that
place.
That's what
and,
it looks like. You weren't that happy at all with your life the way it's been, okay? But older souls tend to like the devil, they know, and they don't like change. Once you get through all this change, it's really good things here. Really good things. So
the thing is, a couple of months to wait for work, you know?
Remember, we warned you last year of this already. So,
I know.
I mean, it's like I would be really doing not too much concentration on your job because it's over pretty much. I would focus my attention on finding a job, and it's actually pretty good now because you could do job. A lot of interviews are done, via Zoom and stuff like that, so you don't have to run everywhere yet for interviews. So it's actually a pretty good time to job hunt, and, you know, I would start doing it. Like, that should be your top priority right now is finding a job. And, you know, not giving your heart. You know, again, you know, you could try looking for dental or, you know, but try a different maybe doctor's offices. You know, you have a lot of skills. You know, I would just apply for anything that looks interesting that your skills can, you know, can translate with, you know, and see what happens. You know, but I would just start applying anywhere and everywhere that looks like a job that you would want to do. And, yeah, it looks like you're going to have to learn something, but I wouldn't worry about that. You're pretty good at learning, and it looks like you're a little bored with your job anyway. So, you know, try different things, see what's out there. But there's a little depression in your cards, and I think that's what's keeping you from really moving forward fast enough.
Yes. Well, you know, You know, I've been through a lot. Any messages from anybody on the other side? My sister, is she healing?
She seems to be okay. She seems to be getting more peaceful on the other side at this point. You know, ask them for help. Ask them to help you find the perfect job for you. That, you know, and I don't, you know, your sister thinks you'd hate Jersey, is what she just said. You know, you'd be better off in Brooklyn. I mean, that's where you've been a long time. Doesn't it feel like home, Brooklyn?
Of course. Well, I was born and raised here, but the thing is, besides my brother and his wife, I have two girlfriends that live there that I know from school, but I don't think that they would stay living there. You know, I mean, as they get older, the big house, the kids are grown, you know, that type of a situation. So, you know, it's tough. It's Brooklyn is a melting pot, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of different nationalities, a lot of different people coming in, so I guess I have to be with different people. I don't know. I'm just hoping that something comes, of course, work, because I worry about my finances. Yeah, I'm depressed because it's holidays. It's nowhere near the way it was when, you know, the big Italian Easter Sunday dinner and the whole thing. I hope I get through the second vac. That's the other thing, the vaccination that I'm worried about, because I'm doing it on Saturday.
You'll get through it. Just, you know, just have a positive mindset. Do it, get through it, and you know, you feel a little probably more peace of mind when that's over with, so, too, you know. And, you know, this way I would focus, though, really seriously on job hunting. Okay, there's no more putting that off anymore.
Definitely.
Because your current job, you know, did he give you a time when he's stopping? Did he give you a concrete?
Nothing is the problem.
It could be a week. It could be a week.
This is what I'm saying. This is the problem. He doesn't communicate, and he never told me that he could opt out of a lease 6 months before it's finished without being penalized. He did tell me, you know, like he tried to sell it. It's like there's a hex on the place. Yeah, there's so many people that were interested, and then they decided they were against it. He's right back where he started from. So, I mean, I don't feel sorry for him. I'm sorry. He's not a nice person, and you know what I mean. You agreed with me.
Right, exactly.
So,
you know, he's not a
nice
person.
No, that's just it. And I felt like I was used because he never told me. He did say, worse comes to worse, you know, I'll just turn back the key and close the place. But what do you do to these patients? You abandon them? And he's not saying that he had the 6 months option. Otherwise, I really would have seriously been out of it.
Yeah, well, I've been telling you that you can't trust
him. I know that.
He doesn't have any loyalty to anyone, not you, not his client, patients, no one. So,
well, calm as a bitch.
Like he looks to me like he wants to get out of there very soon. So it could be next week.
His daughter's having surgery.
It doesn't look like I would count on this job much longer. So, you know, get moving and, you know, think about yourself now. And don't worry about him anymore and loyalty to him and this job. Just do your job, you know, and don't focus on the job. Focus on really a job hunt now. And don't even think about moving right now. Think about finding a job. That's the most important thing right now. This way, once you have a job, you can think about everything else after that. So call in and let us know what happens. You know, nothing looks bad in your cards. You will find a good job. Okay, it's just a matter of time. But you can't dilly-dally anymore on it. And, you know, just don't be surprised if tomorrow he closes up shop.
Cindy,
you know,
Pat has dropped.
Okay, it's weird. You know, isn't that weird? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she dropped, right. So... All right. Sorry about
that,
Nikki. Pat, if you got disconnected. But, yes, next we do have Nikki. Nikki is calling us from New York, and she's another general reading, Cindy. She basically just wants to know what you see on the horizon for her in this year. So here we go out to Nikki in New York. Hello, Nikki. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Nikki. So, you know, general in terms of love, relationships, work, general in terms of what?
Sure. We can look at love, relationships. Okay, let's look at that department, I guess.
Okay. I mean, there actually you actually have a very good 5-year period opening up called the World, which is pretty much anything you want is yours. You know, are you currently looking for a relationship, or are you in one now?
No, I'm not in a relationship right now.
Good. So you would be open for a whole new relationship coming your way, because, you know, that's the main thing that's showing up, is love is supposed to be in 2021. Are you ready for it? Because it's going to come.
I mean, I think so.
Okay. It's a little bit scary because it'll change everything. This is a really nice relationship too. Okay. You know, how long have you not been in a relationship at this point?
About 6 months.
Okay, good. So have you kind of mourned for the ending of that one, and are you ready for a new one? Because you will be brought here. I'm just hoping, you know, you won't run away afraid, because this is a really nice person. You know, were you expecting your other relationship to have lasted longer?
Well, yeah, I mean, that kind of was caught me off guard, because I did think that my last relationship was like the last one for me before marriage and all that. So, I know what I want, you know, and I'm open to receiving it. And, you know.
Good. And they had to give a full 6 months for that one to sort of be over with, you know, and closed. And, you know, I kind of see that, you know, this person may resurface again, your ex, but no big changes in their being. So it's kind of better to close that door. This one, do you do anything to find anybody right now? I know it's not easy with COVID, but are you doing anything to find a relationship?
I mean, I'm trying the whole online thing. So I feel like that's really the only way I can really put myself out there during these times, you know?
Okay.
I am online.
Okay, good. And, I mean, I would just go about my life, too, because it's going to be brought to you. This is the forever kind of soulmate that's showing up here. It's what you want more than anything, right? You know, relationship at this point,
yeah.
A good one. Work looks fine here. There could be a change even on that horizon. Were you thinking of a change at all career-wise? Because it's a strong possibility here.
Oh, wow, really? I mean, I'm a teacher, so, you know, from between last year and this year, it's been very challenging, to say the least. So I've had my moments where I'm like, I don't know if I can do this.
Well, that's what's showing up here. It's kind of showing up here. Well, I don't know if I want to do it. I mean, it is a career choice to be a teacher. And, you know, after you're finished teaching, by the way, it looks like another whole career in general. So, but right now, you know, try to – what's showing up, it's so different, your career right now, that it is hard. Like we were just talking earlier in the show about how hard it is for everybody teaching, but career was your number one goal, so you have your career pretty steady. It does look like you might do something part-time in the future, and it might be linked to this person that's being brought. Perhaps, you know, they have a business of some sort, but the number one thing is love is coming.
Okay.
Be ready for it, open. There's a nice family life in the future, too, showing. There's nothing bad in your cards. You've been through a lot of changes this year between the way the job has changed, the relationship ends. So there's a little anxiety in your cards, but that's not unusual when you've had all the change that you've been going through. And, mm-hmm. You know, be ready for the love. Do you still talk to your ex at all?
No, I haven't spoken to him in months.
Okay, good, because he kind of still showing up here. I wouldn't be surprised if he kind of resurfaces at the moment you're starting to meet someone else. But that's okay. You'll hear some of the things you might want to hear, like how he misses you, but by then you'll be already in another relationship. There's a marriage in the future. I hope you want to be married. Do you want to be married?
Yeah, that's my goal. I mean, that's what I would like as my end goal from, you know, a relationship.
Good. Because there's marriage showing up. There's actually nothing bad in your cards. Actually, everything looks pretty good. It's been a little delayed probably because of COVID. But do you let other people know at work and different things that you're available?
No, not really.
Okay. Because people are good matchmakers. So you might want to mention it a little bit. And you're still giving off a vibration that you're taken. You got to work on that a little bit, you know, let people know you're available. I don't think you're always aware that if anyone's even paying attention to you, you know, so, you know, put out that vibe that you're open and ready for a relationship. But you have, like, the great cards. There's a very good five-year period opening up, including love. So, you know, good luck to you. And, you know, thanks for sharing your story with us. You're actually, like, about ready to have everything you want. So, you know, just be ready. Online dating, don't waste your time if you don't feel a connection. Or, you know, if you trust your gut on there too, okay? You know, and there are some nicer people on there because there's not many other ways to meet people right now. So it's probably one of the better times to be on there. And, you know, keep it going. Have you mourned for the ending of your relationship as well? The last one,
I think so. I mean, I still have my moments, obviously. It's still like a process of grief that I'm going through. But, yeah, I mean, I know I need to put myself out there, and I've never really been a big fan of the online dating scene, to be completely honest. So I'm trying to, like, have an open mind about it. But I do notice that I don't have a lot of patience either because, I don't know, I'd rather obviously meet someone out somewhere in person. Like, it's a very different world, the whole online dating thing. So,
that's why I said don't waste time if you're not feeling a connection. But, again, people are good matchmakers, and pay attention to the fact that you're still giving off an the vibration you're not interested or you're taken. So work on that. Okay. So that nice if you tell people, because you'd be surprised. They may have a brother-in-law or a friend and say, oh, yeah, I think it'd be great for him. And people like are really very good matchmakers nowadays, not because they want to be, but because spirit keeps popping thoughts in their head. That would be good. This person would be good for that person. So a lot of my clients have met people because other people have suggested someone.
Oh, okay. So I'll definitely keep that in mind for sure.
Keep that in mind. And, you know, good luck to you, and call in again and let us know when things start to change or move, or even if they don't.
Yeah.
And
thank
call
you,
in
Will.
Again.
Thank
good
you.
Luck to you. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm going to pick up TJ. I see he's on the road. Hi, TJ. You're live and on the air.
Hello, dear. I was just listening. I was working on the boat. Need a little cleaning on the inside, and I'm in front of the post office. I listened to the end of your show, and, you know, I guess it was through Judy that I met you indirectly, even though she didn't tell me about you. We just ended up in the same spot 12 years ago, and lucky me. I'm going to let you get one more person. I love you, and I'll, you know, I'm about an hour and a half from home, so I'll see you eventually.
Okay.
I know you'll be busy tonight. I'll be quiet. I love you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, so yeah, TJ mentioned that, you know, how we met, got out of my, you know, comfort zone, went to a party and met Judy at the party, and he went, signed up for a writing class, and he met her, and then we met each other. So it's kind of expanding friendship worlds a little bit to meet people. And I know it's a little difficult in the middle of COVID, but it's not impossible to meet people. Nicole, do you have any suggestions how anybody could meet anybody now?
You know what, I was just talking to somebody about this. I was at the chiropractor yesterday, and I was just talking to the chiropractor about it because he was talking about his daughter, you know, doing online and stuff like that. And, you know, under normal circumstances, if this were, you know, 2 years ago, I would be telling people, you know what, don't online date and don't do this and don't do that because, you know, you never know what's out there. But now with COVID, you really kind of have no choice but to online date. You know, my suggestion to everybody is to just be open, be honest, you know, have your radar up so that you can smell, you know, the bullshit a mile away, but you know, we're being given an opportunity by not being able to get it, you know, in the same room with a lot of people right away, at least. We're being given an opportunity to focus back on language. We're not getting muddled up in the physicality of things anymore. We're not getting distracted by 9,000 other things, like by going to a bar or a crowded restaurant or things like that. We're actually being given the opportunity to have nothing but FaceTime with somebody. So, you know, and that could be in the form of Zoom or, you know, or what have you, you know. So take advantage of the fact that you've got somebody's undivided attention, you know. Take advantage of the fact that, you know what, you are going to be able to actually have meaningful conversation. And just keep reminding yourself that if you have nothing meaningful to say, you shouldn't be looking for a relationship. Okay, if they have nothing meaningful to say, then you shouldn't be talking to them. All right, you're actually being given the opportunity to explore people in a different manner that maybe wasn't so available to us 2 years ago. You know, so just be open, be honest, and think about what you want to say before you say it, and try to get to know people from afar as much as you possibly can and create more intimate scenarios, you know, that way instead of, you know, in this more superficial way by being in the same room with them.
Right, exactly. And, it, you know, the virtual dates can be fun, you know, get to meet each other virtually a bit, you know, then, you know, meet safely, both tested or vaccinated or whatever the story is. But, there's a little bit better person online because there just is. It's really hard to meet people right now. So taking advantage of that and
online date, but now no.
Right. I mean, it's hard, but okay. The weather's going to get warmer. There'll be activities outside. You know, there are a lot of Zoom activities besides actually doing online dating. There's a lot of things you could take classes online, learn different things. There's all kinds of seminars. And you get to meet people via Zoom. And, you know, through there you could meet new friends, make new relationships. So there's many ways that you can still meet that doesn't necessarily have to be online dating. So, you know, try it. A lot of my clients, amazingly, have met people during COVID.
Yeah.
You know, so that's important, right?
Mm-hmm, and, absolutely.
You know, I don't envy them being in this position right now, but,
listen,
you know,
I'm
go
not
in.
Envy single people at all.
Uh-uh.
You know, like I tell my wife all the time that if I didn't marry my wife when I did, like I would probably just stay single because I want nothing to do with dating people today. I really don't. So I feel for single people, and I seriously, I feel for how hard it is for you guys. And you know what? It's going to happen for you. I'm definitely optimistic that, you know, that if you're looking for that love will present themselves to you. It's just that I see the nonsense, and I think I see too much of the nonsense where I'm just kind of like, nope, I'm fine by myself. Nope.
Take advantage of online. There's all kinds of online fun things to do, and you know, Zoom meetups and all of that. And you know, if you know, all of us have interests. You know, see what Google local Zoom things that events that have your interest in. Try it, you know, like go outside your comfort zone and you might be surprised. You might have a good time. So, you know, let us know if anyone's met anyone in a creative way. Please let us know how you've met someone during this trying time. Well, we're almost at the end of our show. I'm going to let you know there will be no show on April 22nd. That's my birthday and my anniversary, so I'm going to take that most of that day off if I can. So we will not have a show on April 22nd.
Take the full day off, Mindy?
Yeah, well, I sort of had to squeeze a reading in because it's someone paid for in advance, and I'm like 2 months booking out, so I just said, okay, I'll do one reading on my birthday. That's it. Boy. Leave me alone, people. Leave me alone. I want a day off.
Mindy deserves a nice birthday with her husband.
And it's our anniversary, too, so... So we're going to celebrate that. So that's April 22nd. It's also Earth Day. So Earth Day is my birthday. So we're all taking Earth Day off, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Well, good night, everybody. And we'll all speak next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.